What up? It's your girl, Brandi Grayson, on 92.7 FM, WMDX. You're listening to the Black Conversion Show with me, the hostess with the mostest, and of course,
your favorite cousin Clyde. How y'all doing?
Thank you for tuning in today. We got a whole lot of stuff, but always, we always want to start with love. And technically, so today we're going to talk about love. Then we're going to talk about all the drama that's occurring in our world. I feel like we are living out of a Hollywood movie right now. And I feel like
and the whole world is watching.
Yeah. And so we're going to wake up one day and they're going to be like, psych, you're just being recorded. This isn't real.
Everybody go back to your normal
life. The Project 2025 isn't real. Everything's fake.
We just needed the votes. That's all.
Trump got shot in the ear. Oh. The guy's not dead. It was just a movie.
Just a mess. Yeah. But people did die during this assassination. The sad part about
Did you say the assassination? Like it happened? Like he's no longer
with us? You know, a fireman died from the shots of the assassin.
You gonna say supposedly? Okay, let's put it.
You know, because I don't want to tell y'all nothing wrong, but
conspiracy theorists has started.
Did you watch the convention? The firefighter's suit was on the stage in honor of being killed during the assassination. They spelt his name wrong on his thing. Somebody did die.
Yeah, they
decorated
him and
spelt it wrong.
Forgot an A and put an E.
I'm sure his wife doesn't mind though.
But this is supposed to be the jacket he wore during work. So now it's like, is this real?
The jacket with his name on it.
The fire jacket.
I told y'all this is Hollywood. This is crazy.
It's a mess. This is a mess. And they thought it was going to get past America. No.
Yeah, it will. I mean, there's still people. You know what? Let's put a
Yeah. Take it. Because it's a mess. Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely in a movie. Mm-hmm. So where would you like to start, Cousin Clyde?
Love.
I know, but what?
We got to check in.
I'm getting tired of love.
Are we feeling love?
I'm tired of love. I don't even want to talk about
this
love
week
no more.
This week it's tired of love. But our listeners need. So why are you tired of love, sis?
I'm not tired of love. I guess this week I don't know. I just want you to lead the conversation because
what I did for me this week in love.
Okay,
so I focused on self-love and maybe our conversations initiated me working towards this.
Okay, cousin.
And I was meditating a lot.
Me
and,
too.
I was meditating. I had my shower breakthrough. Do you have breakthroughs in the shower?
No.
Oh, so that's not your like alone time. I had a shower breakthrough, which I love those.
What happened?
More than just the water is flowing, tears are flowing.
So what's the breakthrough? I want the tea.
The breakthrough was being grateful.
Okay.
I think it was being grateful. I found myself having to put out a fire for someone.
Uh-huh.
And just looking at their situation and them being able to lean on me again.
Okay.
I was just more so, I heard a word say like, thank God you're the one on the end helping and not the one on the end needing the help.
Amen.
And so it was just like, when I want to complain about being pulled on, I'm happy I'm not the one pulling on folks.
Oh, that's good. So, that is a nice aha moment.
Yeah, it was. It really was.
Okay, good. So this week for you, when we talk about love, was really about self-care.
Yes.
And I've been doing more self-care, too. I've been feeling better. I've been exercising.
In the gym. I saw that.
In my basement.
It's still good.
My home gym in the basement.
Period.
So I've been working out. I've been meditating. I make sure I get up. Ooh, the phone fell. I make sure I get up every day. At least try to look cute. Don't I look cute today?
You do. You look good. You look good all the time.
Okay, so today I said, you know what? I'm going to start just making sure that I am putting forth the effort to be fly. So I've been doing that, and it's really been helping. And then we've been doing some self-care stuff at work with the staff.
Nice.
So I don't know. I'm feeling better about it, but I'm still want to talk about the thing that came to my head. Okay, and I know I'm always bringing up feminine energy and masculine energy because I feel like that's just this huge topic that we don't get enough time to talk about. And one thing that I've been like exploring is really what is wounded masculine energy, what's wounded feminine energy, and what's the consequence of that, and what's the opposite of it. Because a lot of times all these conversations around relationships, regardless if you're queer, trans, non-conforming, hetero, whatever, however you identify, I keep seeing these dynamics between masculine and feminine energy. And I'm just, I don't know, like I want more conversation around it.
For me, if I speak for masculine folks mm-hmm. and their trauma, I think it's still the sassiness. I think it's the it's the running your mouth too much.
But that's the thing. I think wounded masculinity brings out more feminine energy.
Right. But
and wounded feminine energy brings out more masculine energy.
Yeah.
Because there's these two parts in us that exist. And when masculine energy is wounded and it's not in alignment with divine masculinity, mm-hmm. which looks like, I don't know, integrity, looks like honesty, transparency. Authority. Looks like authority, mm-hmm. providing structure, providing a way, providing direction. Mm-hmm. And when people aren't, learn how to do that, I guess, or
it becomes a scrambled egg.
Yeah, and they become sassy.
Yeah. Masculine people. No, seriously. Yeah. And I feel like that, like, you could tell the trauma, like, where in your life did you think it was appropriate to scream all the time, nag all the time, complain all the time, versus, like, being the person that actually...
The problem solver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or not even... You know, sometimes we throw that on the masculine being, like, uh-huh. you should fix all the issues.
They should.
But at least initiate it.
I said,
right?
They should.
Yeah, right? Like, I feel like if you have the right...
Luke, are you the problem fixer at home?
Yes, I could tell.
No.
Ooh, I feel like Luke is more so like...
It's very even.
It's even?
Okay. Yeah. Luke gives off the energy where it's like, his wife is probably like, why did you set that right there? You know, it normally goes over here. And Luke is like, I just set it down. Like... Yeah, I don't think Luke is over there like, you're not going to make breakfast and you know I got to go to work. And like, what?
He looked like Luke said, I know better.
Luke's probably like, don't worry. Yeah. He probably like, yeah. He's probably like, I'll just grab a bagel. Don't worry.
Baby, breathe.
Yeah. So, but you got those that are like in their moment be like, but you ain't cooking nothing and you're not doing this. And yeah. It's like, but you could just grab a bagel today or something.
So how do we move from, I guess the conversation is always, especially specifically for Black people, this is the Black Conversion Show. You're mm-hmm. listening to 92.7 FM WMDX, listening to your girl Brandi Grayson and
your favorite cousin Clyde.
Cousin Clyde. So I think the conversation, again, when we talk about this energy and we talk about relationships and relating, this also plays out in our personal relationships. This is not mm-hmm. just intimate. It plays out at work.
Yeah.
Right? When you have mommy issues, daddy issues, and people known as Black, I've seen it play out a lot over the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah. I feel like people are having not okay spaces in their personal worlds, and then it comes to work and you blow up.
Mm.
Like how do we start as people, whether you're Black or other, how do we start or how do we provide space and still move people along to do what they need to do?
We have to first reflect and we have to self-reflect. Who? A lot of people don't do that.
Oh, you mean individually?
Just individually, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Like we go through a week and sometimes we're not like, what happened Monday? What happened Tuesday? And through the week, we're probably bumping heads with folks and we're never like taking the time to say, okay, I made a mistake.
Yeah, and that's that meditation though.
Yeah.
That's kind of self-reflection and meditating and becoming more aware of yourself. And it's so important.
Making mistakes and revisiting those conversations or moments are important to me, at least.
Yeah.
Like if you are having a bad week and you come into work mm-hmm. and you're not your normal self and you offend me, I might give you a pass. Like, hey, yeah. I could tell you're having a bad week.
Yeah,
I'm the type that say, I'm a boss, so I'm the type to say, right. Are you not having a good day today?
Right.
Communicate that so then everyone knows you're in the red zone.
Yeah.
And then I'm also the type that, hey, when you come from the red zone, anybody that you offended while there, you do owe them an apology.
Yeah, some kind of acknowledgement. Yeah.
And I'll be the one in the workplace to hold the meeting. Hold this meeting.
One thing I've been trying to do is, or feeling is like, you know how we talk about a lot about Black people, Black this, Black that, mm-hmm. Black leadership, Black relationships. This might sound crazy, and I don't know if it goes along with the conversation of love. Like, I love Black people. I love me.
Me too.
But I'm kind of tired of talking about us.
it's crazy, because this week I had, like, a little epiphany that I
was
like, are we over the, like, needing to remind folks about Black issues, right?
No.
Or
are we,
right, you
we're
know?
Not.
And I was like, I need to find a way to now say, this is the it, and mm-hmm. this is what we need to fix, mm-hmm. versus being, like, I feel like sometimes I'm in a space where I'm always fighting for Black people.
Uh-huh.
And even... Now you're fighting with black people about black people. That's what I'm running into
Well,
now.
Well, we're going to talk about that definitely when we talk about the Republican National Convention, because there was plenty of black people in the House, of different leaders across the country, black leaders, Tim Smith.
OnlyFans.
Is Amber Rose even black?
She says she's not black, and she said that years ago.
Yeah, she's not black, so she don't count.
She got blonde hair. She got the same color hair as Donald Trump.
You know what? What that guy did?
Hey, they friends. They cousins or something. So, okay. So tell me where you feel that, like, it's kind of getting hard.
I just think because it's in Madison. I think because in Madison.
Do you believe? I believe that, too.
I feel like I'm in the sunken place. And I feel like the more I talk about black issues, the dynamics as a black woman that I experience, the more alone I feel, right, in that conversation.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, because like I feel really alone way. And I feel like we can't even really have authentic conversations about dynamics, like power dynamics and anti-blackness and white people, and especially people that have literally worked for me that are not black. Like, for example, I got a resignation this week that I'm going to celebrate. Like, it was the best feeling because this particular person brought so much anxiety to the workplace. Mm. They were so messy. They caused all kind of dynamics occurring in all my staff, and this person,
bad apple.
It was worse than a bad apple. But I couldn't even, like, even right now, I can't fully talk about it because as a black woman, I'm going to become the issue.
That
person gets to move in their space and they get to move to a different job and pretend like they got it together. And that's what happens a lot.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm talking to walls and I feel like there's no safe space where I'm not, because if I talk too much or I talk too loudly, then I'm punished.
Yeah. I had my moment this week too. Wednesday, dealing with a black person who works for the county in regards to violence prevention.
Ooh,
I was
let's talk about that
in a meeting.
What they
not
say,
to say black folks.
What? Why?
Because we're all the same.
By a black person? Like a black person,
a black
that looks
woman.
Like me? Like, are they dark?
Dark
like me?
Skin. Chocolate.
Because you have this whole idea analysis about skin.
Oh, they was darker than me, baby. So, yeah. They was darker than me. I looked at this woman.
Clyde be like, if they like, they don't get it. But now that's what you get.
But I was told, listen, don't say black folks because we all not the same, and you should say all people.
Wait, let's come back.
We're gonna talk about it.
Okay, we're gonna come back to that because I need more. I need to know more tea and what the conversation and context. But that is a perfect example of existing in Madison where you just feel alone. It's just,
we'll talk about
it. It's sad. Okay, you are tuned in to the Black Convergence Show on 92.7 FM with your girl Brandi Grayson, hostess with the mostest,
and your favorite cousin Clyde.
Yeah, so you guys stay tuned because we're gonna talk more about tea, politics, and your boy Trump. See you in a second.
Good, you can't touch my back, but you could. I look fly, I look too good.
What up? It's your girl, Brandi Grayson, on 92.7 FM. You're tuned in to the Black Convergence Show. I'm in a house with my co-host and cousin.
Your favorite cousin, Clyde.
So prior to break, we were talking about love. Of course, we always start our show off with love because love is so political and so messy. So prior to break, what we were saying is, hey, I'm actually tired as a black person of being black in Madison and defending blackness, explaining power dynamics, explaining anti-whiteness, teaching people about, and not anti-whiteness, anti-blackness, and teaching people like about the systemic stuff and how it shows up and how I feel like I'm literally always knocking my head against the wall. It feels like the sunken place for real.
It is.
And people are complacent. Like, black people are complacent, and if they hold a certain level of prestige, influence, and positional, they support it.
Forget.
I don't know if they forget.
I feel like they forget that they're black work.
I think they get like we are right now, where we're tired of hitting our head, and then they stop.
But they ain't did nothing though.
Well,
when you think about us and the work that we do, we're tired because of the work that we have done.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't see a lot of people doing the work that we do, but let me give you an example, right? So everybody is involved in this whole violence prevention thing, which we understand, and I'm going to make this quick. And so I was defending two sisters that pulled themselves out of a project verbally, but showed up the day and was all teams and all hands on deck.
Okay.
And the the black leader, okay, who was a woman.
That
who,
worked for the county?
Yes.
Okay.
That was like, that's not how we roll. If you said you're not going to do something, you can't just show up and still be a part of. And I said, wait a minute.
Yes, you can.
And I said, in Black Village, we have to learn how to forgive people, uh-huh, right?
Yeah.
And she threw out there, word is bond. When you say something, I'm about your word. And I said, I'm more about your actions. And I said, when I deal with Black folks, I go off of their actions and their heart.
Well, that and we have the whole space for again when people have bad days.
Yeah. Yeah. And I said that through this big conversation we had. Yep. And I was like, saying that and also saying, Black folks, we go off of love and action. If people can make mistakes, people can say something. And I was told in my tracks, don't say Black folks.
What did you say?
I said that. I said,
I know what you say to her or them or they, whoever baby, they are.
I sat there and I looked and I listened because I'm learning to like go on, keep on talking.
And then what you do?
I said, and again, this is a village. Everybody at the table was Black. So I used the word that everybody was familiar with. And I said, this is a village. We need to learn how to love. That's exactly what I said. Mm-mm. Baby, the elders was at the table like.
Why wasn't I at this meeting? I wasn't getting an invite. Listen, see, even you know, Clyde don't invite me to the meeting.
Sometimes
he don't
I'm getting
even
the clearance right here, baby. Because sometimes I be wanting to tag you on posts and stuff.
Why
like,
you don't
do
be
you
tagging
see
me?
This?
Well, don't be tagging me because I get. People screenshot my tags and send them to city and contract holders. So don't, it'd be like Brandi Grayson said.
Yes. But child, I just was like, this is why I have to continue to fight.
I just found out the other day that we got denied a grant through True Stage, who has been one of our partners forever. Mm. Because and with not a good explanation of why, but I have an idea and I believe it's because of this person that we were working with in
it's
city council
a hater.
That literally went and lied and said that we mismanaged money. But this is my question. When contract holders and funders get these, she said, he said, this is what they're doing. From a person that's outside of an organization, you would think they would come to the organization for clarification. Because the one thing Urban Triage has not done and will never, ever do is misappropriate funds, right?
Yeah.
Because we are a Black-led organization. Look us up, urbantriage.org. And what I do know is the microscope is always on us, right? So people are always doing open requests. They're always auditing us. We always got our stuff together. I promise you that.
We planned for
this
a long time
ago. But that was also a Black woman. And the people that were part of the grant process were also Black people. So when we talk about like the hurt in Madison and like how it's hard to navigate as a Black person who's providing Black services and centering Black folks and trying to navigate these systems, it's not always Black and white. Racism isn't about Black and white. Racism is about a power dynamic that's always active in all people activities in which we are all swallowing this stuff and we're all like part of it.
Throwing
like,
it up
we're
on each other.
We're vomiting all the time and we're not even aware of it because we're not reflecting, we're not reading, we're not building analysis. So in Madison—
Nor building a relationship
no
with
relationships,
each other.
Right? Yeah, yeah. We just have he say, she say. And I wish I could tell you this other gossip story about Brandi, but I said I wouldn't say it out loud in public, but it's stupid the way that people make up stories.
Yeah.
So I say out of love, like I'm not that I'm getting tired of like advocating for people known as Black. I think I'm just tired of Madison politics and the complacency.
Same.
And like this whole dynamic and the better you get at the work, the less people support you and and you become the problem versus the solution.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm tired as well. And I've gotten to my moments where I'm like, okay, I need to start my 5-year exit plan because I could take all of this
and go somewhere
else, baby, and they gonna eat it all up.
Okay,
right?
Can we just point out that we're on State Street and this guy right here, that gray haired guy that's walking, he's been walking up and down State Street asking people for money, and then he was locked out his car and like 6 people gave him money. And I'm like, dude, you ain't locked out your car.
He's still walking.
I handed him a card and said, reach out to Urban Triage, we'll be happy to assist you with homeless placement service. But I don't know why I just randomly pointed that out sitting here because he's doing it.
Because if he walk past again, we gonna let y'all know.
So you're listening to 92.7 FM. Civic Media is located downtown across from the Overture Center, so we have a beautiful
don't
view.
Tell them where we at.
Oh, you're right, right. Don't come looking for us. But this is, I'm literally looking at State Street out of Madison, Wisconsin. But anyway, we're not going too far, I guess. But what's in the news, Cousin Kai? Let's move on. Let's
talk
about
local
something else. Or all of it. Like I heard, oh my God, did you see that dude, the NFL dude, Crawford? He used to play
sentenced
to 12 years for sexually assault of a 12-year-old. Mm. So he literally was having sex with this little baby. But 12 years for having sex with a kid.
Is
that's what
this,
That's what I mean. Like, we, like, our systems.
Country is failing.
Our systems are weird because you're a grown man having sex. And the thing about it is she probably was a black little girl.
Yeah.
And we don't really, like, make black girls and black women into, like,
People.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
If that was a white girl, he probably would have got sentenced to 25 years.
Yeah.
It's absolutely disgusting. Like, his wife literally walked into the front room with him sexually assaulting that girl. And she said that he woke her up and made him do the oral stuff and then, you know, did the other stuff. And you got 12 years. And that's the kind of situation I pray to God that I'm never in, because I would probably be on the front page.
Like, yeah, no.
With my kids, my grandchildren.
Baby.
Look.
But you know what's sad? You know, data shows that black girls are the most sexually assaulted beings in America.
Well, Malcolm X said that black women are the most unprotected
people walking. It's a fact. It's a fact.
And so, yeah.
In only 12 years. Because what does that say to black girls and black...
But the same is true locally, though. How many black male leaders are walking around Madison, Wisconsin, who have committed
crimes,
sexual harassment, sexual assault, pedophilia?
Brandy, don't start.
What about the men who are domestic violence leading these organizations in the name of community? But you have slap women, beat women, rape women. And we even have some leaders who have killed people. And we support them. And that's everywhere.
I heard about that too.
So but a black woman, if we speak too loud or we provide too much analysis around racism, we're not protected, and people actually hate you for it. So that's why I said, like, the more I talk about the power dynamics, the less support we receive, which is weird because our whole organization is based
triaging black folks and helping black folks. But you know what? You're blessed, though. You're blessed.
I am blessed.
Amen. And they can't take away what higher power has for you.
Ain't that the truth, God?
Because you got a lot, baby.
Amen.
Like, they can't take that away. And they can keep trying, but they're going to put themselves in danger trying to take you out.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. Like, we don't talk about that enough. We'll be back.
We don't.
You're listening to the 90 Black Conversion Show with Brandy Grayson and Cousin Clyde. We'll be back in a sec.
We will.
All right, we are back on the Black Conversion Show with your girl, Brandy Grayson. And
your favorite cousin, Clyde.
Okay, you're listening to 92.7 FM. And what we were just talking about is the power dynamics and how this guy, Crawford, could get 12 years for raping a 12-year-old. And how that actually... shows up, that kind of dynamic shows up in all politics and all spaces, and specifically locally in the Dane County and Madison area. I was saying how men leaders can come and be leaders no matter what they have crimes they've committed or injustices, and we're quick to forgive, and people be like, well, God said forgive. And I could go and say something on Facebook and say, oh, for example, I have made a video the other day on Facebook Live about how we didn't get a lot of volunteers from our sororities and our fraternities, and how that felt like I needed y'all to volunteer. And then some people interpreted as I was going left or dogging them, and I really wasn't. That wasn't my intention, and I do understand how things can be heard and filtered. But at the same time,
I don't play with the Divine Nine and they guys and they whatever.
Yeah, don't play with the Divine Nine because they will. I don't know what they would do, but I'm just saying, like, that was taken.
Well, here in the Midwest, because the Divine Nine in the South, I love them. They be in the hood. They be everywhere.
Yeah, like, I feel like there's a disconnection between...
Anti-black as hell to me. I don't deal with them.
Okay, well, I think we could do better. And I think there's some great people there. But my point of the video was just saying, like, I'm hurt because I need black people. I need black people to
especially
do the work.
Black people that this is your mission.
Yeah.
And there's nine plus chapters with 100 plus members.
I'm not going to
count.
Baby,
I know how it goes.
Y'all my people. I'm not counting y'all. I'm just saying what I desired in that moment for black people is I want black people to serve black people. And our event is happening today, right? Saturday, we're at Penn Park, our annual kickback from 2 to 7 p.m. So y'all come out, hang out with us. Everything free. Free food carts, ice cream, water, juice,
free.
Climbing
free.
Wall, obstacle courses, two bouncy houses, face painting,
music.
Cotton candy, live performances, DJ battle, double dutch. We have so much. We got Gigi Playhouse in the house with their activities. We got the Children's Museum with their activities. We have vendors. We have resources booked. It's a huge event, so we need lots of volunteers. So that's what the video was about. And I was just really expressing that I want us to show up more for us, and especially organizations that you know do the work? It's the same question I have for True Stage. Like, how could you question what Urban Triage does with anything you give us when our work is out loud, out front, we're doing
in front of
the work? And a lot of times people just be hating under closed doors. And I know who did the hating. Yeah. I got in a contract with people we should have not had a contract with, who didn't understand budgets, don't understand grants, don't understand nonprofits. And we started this program in partnership with them, and then we started raising money to fill gaps because the budget has gaps. It don't cover the whole operations.
It doesn't
cover the whole administration. So we went and did outreach to True Stage and American Family and said, hey, can we get money to cover these gaps? And they gave it to us. And then the people got mad that was in partnership that we got the money. So then they went to them talking about they're using us to fundraise. That's not how this works. Mm. I hold a contract with you. I don't have enough for the auditing or the accounting. I need someone to pay it. You can't pay me 4% administration when you have HUD funding, when you the paperwork is ridiculous. So I have to pay for that. So then
you're
hitting
it on the head.
And now True Stage is looking at us crazy. And I know that's what it's from.
Yeah.
And everyone involved, look, I got emotional. Everyone involved was Black.
Yeah.
Right? So when we talk about the dynamics of Madison, the most hurt that I receive from people are Black people.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's move on because I got really triggered.
No. Right. And we don't want to continue that, right?
Right.
But you're hitting it on the head where now it's even getting to the point where there's even different orgs and foundations that say we all are here to help people.
Yeah.
But if you're with these people and you get support from them, they do not want you to get support from these people.
It's
and then you then you find out there's beef between them.
Yes.
And I'm like,
I had a situation when I hired a contractor to do work on this particular contract.
Uh-huh.
And then I got a call saying, we don't mess with that person. What that got to do with me? Because I'm okay with this person.
And wait a minute, we're all doing the work for people. Just don't.
So anyway, I triggered Clyde too.
Philly,
so let's go back to the news. You're listening to 92.7 FM. So we have Shakari Richardson. So all y'all haters, because y'all was
hating girls in circles again.
Look, girl, y'all was hating on her a couple years because she smoked a little weed. Mm-hmm. Knowing your mama smoked weed, your doctor smoked weed, everybody smoked weed.
And wore nails.
And
wore long hair.
And she was too ghetto.
Too Black.
But she been running y'all in the dust. So she ran a 100-meter to qualify her for the Olympics. And the thing about running, if you stumble backwards, it takes time. Takes time off the clock for you because it slows you down. You got to get back, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you stumble left or right, it also takes time. So at the 100-meter, she takes off and she stumbles right. And next thing you know, she catches her composure and she takes off so fast. And the next thing you know, she runs a 1080 and she blows everybody away.
Mm.
And that's the kind of excellence and kind of like resilience and like pushing through that. I don't know, y'all, that I believe that's innately in us.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
because of the struggles, because of the trials, because of navigating the systems of white supremacy. I believe a lot of Black people possess this and our children do, but we don't know or recognize it. But I absolutely love her. I love her. So y'all tune in to the Olympics because it's going to be a lot of Black women magic out there.
We're in the water. We're dominating the water. Black women is dominating the water in the swim category.
Everything.
They're dominating the air in the gymnastics.
Come on now.
And dominating the track, baby.
Come on now. Where we at? Olympics going to be black.
Okay, black.
So the Republicans is going to be on watching the Olympics mad because they're cheering at the same time.
They're representing.
I bet you they'd be real confused. Oh, you know what else I heard some tea on? You know that app, The Glide, where gay people go and meet up? Do you know about that?
Like, it's You telling me you putting me on?
Luke,
I saw this.
You saw it?
What happened?
Grindr. Not Glider.
The gays always up to something. What they do?
Luke.
And she's talking about The Glide.
I meant The
Glide is the lube, girl.
Oh. Okay,
Grindr.
I know about Grindr.
About Grindr.
So the Grindr app apparently blew
the
up.
The Grindr. Go ahead, Brandy. Go ahead, woman. Go.
So apparently, y'all, this app blew up like it was being overused during the Republican convention.
Oh my, I could believe it.
It crashed because everybody was trying to hook up. They went to the convention looking for them some sex.
So the Republicans
some gay
is
sex.
Gay.
Yeah.
I could believe it. Baby, them gays in Milwaukee was probably turning up. Them men's is rich. Look,
I just want to say, you guys, we have a gay here. We're good. Yeah, we're covered.
We good. Glide. Glide is ain't nothing going wrong.
So this conversation
is led. The girls was getting their coins.
They was. They was okay. Getting their coins. So can you believe, like, we have this document, the Project 2025, that's anti-gay, anti-everything, right? And then you go to a convention that's anti-gay and you act
and the biggest gay app is crashing because y'all is
God
crashing
is so
out over
good.
Them.
God is so ooh. Good. They must forget that people have data. And then the data yeah. shows that it spiked.
Pinging in those yeah. areas. Because that's one thing I do know. I'm not on Grindr, so don't go looking for look. Me. But yeah. it will have you, it will tell, I think it's like a mileage thing.
Like Tinder. Yeah, isn't Tinder you, like that? I don't know. I ain't been in Tinder
do
in so long. Like,
no,
neither.
I just walk to stuff.
That's how yeah. I work. Look, Luke, I said, just look, walk. Just
I don't
my wife
use them. Yeah.
Okay. Use them. Okay.
Who use them?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's. Yeah. Okay. Like, it's.
So
bad.
We have the data.
So it's
the Republicans
it's right
are gay.
Away too. It's right
Republicans
away.
Republicans are gay.
Yeah. I ain't
so
shocked.
Gay Republicans.
I feel like Trump want me a little bit, but I don't want him.
Luke. Like, self hate? Like, you can't even be gay?
I think, but you know what? That's normal in the large professional realm that
but
most...
you gonna vote against yourself?
Not, yeah, that's scary.
That's stupid.
That's self-hate.
Now you're yeah. gonna be, you're gay, you're undercover gay, you probably got a wife and kids, yeah. and you gay, and then you're gonna vote gay because you hate yourself and
yeah,
you hate your
that's
own
it.
Desires.
That's it.
Right?
And that's why our brothers and sisters are sitting up in that room.
Yeah.
Self-hate. Hate. It's like, ugh, come
so,
on
So, yeah.
Now.
What else we got in the news? We got the Grindr.
But what happened? I heard what? Someone was killed by the police
oh,
during this.
Oh, yes. You're right. So, in Milwaukee, a homeless guy was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
In Milwaukee, by Ohio police.
By five of them,
by
I heard.
I think it was like five people involved. And the homeless dude, I don't even know the details because they haven't really released a lot of details.
Yeah,
the
they're not never going to tell us until it.
They did? Footage. I didn't see it, Luke. I suck. And what happened, Luke?
There were two homeless men that had knives. Mm. Each had a knife.
Oh.
The Columbus police who were there mm-hmm. is actually
mm-hmm.
They weren't even in their security zone, though. Why?
This is outside of the security zone. Uh-huh. About a mile, I believe on like 5th and Vliet, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
But they apparently the gentleman that was shot by uh-huh. these Columbus police was
Samuel Sharp.
Yes, and he was well known in the homeless community.
Yeah.
Already, like he had interacted with MPD before.
Yeah, they knew him.
They knew who he was.
Milwaukee police.
They would have handled him differently.
That.
Like, that really
oh
sucks.
Oh my God!
Right. So I mean, that's pretty. Thank you, Luke, because we were not in the loop. But that's pretty telltale about what happens when you have 4,000 police mm-hmm. officers from across the country come to Milwaukee and then operate outside their own safety and perimeter zone.
Yeah.
Because why were you even there, right? And why are you even in our community? Which is also a telltale why it's so important for police officers to be part of the communities that they police
yeah.
and that they serve. And one of the things that we're doing at our event today is we've asked Black police officers to come. Out of uniform
yeah.
and not come to work because we don't allow police officers in our event or at our event because of the power dynamics
mm-hmm.
and because of stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we ask them to come and be part of the community.
Yeah.
So come and hang out with us, right?
Bring your family, your
bring
children.
Bring your family. Come be
yeah.
a community because how do you serve a community that you're not even comfortable in? You
mm-hmm.
cannot because you have to know
that's
who they
really
are.
Like only in Madison
yeah.
because in other cities and urban cities, they know their police.
Yeah, yeah. I remember when I worked on Ally years ago at the Joining Forces for Family as a community. I can't remember my position, but I was the person they send out when they got CHIP requests or referrals, like CPS
mm-hmm.
notices.
Okay.
I would be sent into the house to talk to families before they sent, like,
The big dogs.
Mm-hmm. And I used to know the cops in that area, right? Because
mm-hmm.
we used to always talk. And knowing the cops in that area really helped me navigate and help
yeah.
the families navigate because I can go talk to officer whoever
mm-hmm.
and say, this is a situation over here. We need additional support. And
mm-hmm.
if you ever get a call, this
call
is the
me.
Backstory and
yeah.
call me, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I could be an advocate. We don't really have that kind of stuff, but we do have Black leaders, though. We have our Black chief of police
yeah.
in Madison. We
yeah.
got a Black sheriff. And I rock with both of them, by the way.
Yeah.
And I think
I like the police chief. I have been to meetings with him.
I really like him too.
I have been to events. Barnes, yeah. We was at the Derby.
Oh, he was he was at the Kim Foles concert this past Thursday.
Yeah, see, I like him.
I like him
his
too.
His daughter, I know a little bit about him from conversation. His daughter is also a choreographer.
Oh, okay.
So he was telling me, like, I know how you get down and I appreciate the value that you have in our community. And I love that, right?
I love
like,
him too. Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's from Chicago, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's how they do it. And that's why Chicago can navigate through their police.
Yeah.
I think one of the issues we have with the police here now is that we're having all these migrant officers come to our city.
People who don't know the history,
I've seen
dynamics.
So many police now that I'm like, who are you?
Well, they're from Footville.
Yeah, like they're coming
Footville,
from
Footville, Wisconsin. You know that's a thing. Like, Luke, that's a place in Wisconsin, Footville. Yep. They're from Randlander.
Yeah. And up I think north. That's an issue because I've had an interaction with a few of them and I'm like, you have to calm down.
Yeah, because you're doing too much. You're escalating.
Way too much.
Do you
much.
Need me to be your therapist right now? Do you need a chill pill? Do
no,
you need
seriously.
A CBD? You know it's legal. They got high, what's that place called on State Street? High Crowd. You've been there?
Uh-uh.
I'm going to give y'all a big ups. High Crowd is a CBD store. They sell lemonade. Tea,
oh,
coffee.
I what? See. I walked past it when they were building it.
I love
oh, that's nice.
It.
That's nice. That's
we
nice.
Go get
is
you
it good?
Some lemonade.
You know, I've never done THC. I've never done weed and all that.
Why
but...
I gotta be weed? Technically, they're selling it on State Street.
You're
so
right.
It's CBD.
You're right.
It's just hemp. It's a natural herb. It's natural. Go drink some lemonade. I drank some lemonade the other day, and I let me tell you, I was
it
happy
must make
all
Brandy
day.
Feel good.
No anxiety. I was like, I am out of depression because of the lemonade.
Y'all need to give crack. Her. Some free products because clearly she's sending y'all customers. I felt good all day. That
it's
could be
true.
A slogan.
I mean, in existing in a sunken place, you gotta
you
have
need something,
something,
baby.
Okay, and I'm gonna say meditate, walk, swim, run, jog.
Use the Grindr
hike,
app.
Use the Grindr app. Go find you a download. Do something. But it to be in. To be aware, but and to be aware is to be outraged.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what happens.
Yeah.
To be aware is that that's what James Baldwin said. To be black and aware, you stay outraged.
Okay.
So anyway, you're listening to the Black Conversion Show with one of your favorite people, Brandy Grayson,
and your other favorite person, Clyde.
We'll be back. We didn't talk about nothing we wanted to talk about. We got
but
some
we gonna
clips.
Hit y'all with Amber Clip when we come
we
back.
We gotta talk about Amber Rose, and we gotta talk about what else we gotta talk. Oh, Camellia Harris, Kamala. I always mess up her name, but her clapback
the
regarding.
President
against the
of
oh,
the
you gotta
States
hear
of
this,
America.
Y'all. We'll be back in a sec. Yeah, her clapback was good. All right, we are back. You're tuned in to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. You're listening to your girl, Brandy Grayson.
And your favorite cousin, Clyde.
Clyde, who likes to go on Grindr. I'm just kidding.
The Glide.
The Glide. My bad. So anyway, we're going to get to some other stuff because we don't have much time.
We
but
don't.
Just, I want to remind you guys again of Urban Triage event at Penn Park, 2 to 7 today. Come bring your family, mm-hmm. face painting, free everything, y'all. It is everything. Come and join us. Have fun.
Volunteer if you can.
Volunteer, yep. Come and stop at our volunteer tent. Sign up if you haven't signed up. What else we got locally? What you got?
The all-white party is this weekend.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's the 27th. He's lying. It's not this weekend.
It's
so
not this weekend. I'm sorry.
It is July the 27th.
I'm sorry.
Right. So check out the Boys and Girls Club for Oops. Their event. What else we got locally? Does Mad Town Lit or is there any farmers market or
I
concerts
think
on the squares
Mad
on Wednesday?
Lit is this Saturday?
Lying. Mad Lit is on Fridays,
baby.
First of all. And I don't know when it starts, but look it up. And also, there's concerts on the square every Wednesday. And then there's concerts on the rooftop at Monona Terrace on Thursdays.
Did Dane Dance start?
Dane Dance starts the first week of August. So
okay.
Those are all of our local summer things. Not all of them, just what can pop in my mind. But let's go and talk. Let's hear Kamala Harris, the vice president, go in. She did a huge clap back about J.D. Is his name J.D. Vance? Vance. Okay, J.D. Vance, Trump's chosen VP, who's going to run with him. J.D. has like one term and Senate term under his belt. He has nothing. He's 39 years old.
He has a beard.
He's got a year and a half.
A year and a half of politics. And he's 39. He's wrote a book. What the heck was the book about?
It's titled Hillbilly Elegy.
Oh my God.
It's a memoir from growing up in Southwest. Western Ohio.
Could you?
Oh, we in trouble.
I could imagine a man, a white man from Ohio, writing a memoir
about being a hillbilly.
About being a hillbilly. And he's 39 years old. You haven't accomplished or done nothing. You're just, I mean, Jesus just learned how to be Jesus at the age of 40. What do you know, sir?
You know, we haven't had a president with a beard in like
years.
So.
But if Trump died, which he probably is because he eats a lot of hamburgers, he will become
the hillbilly president.
Let's go to our current VP, Kamala, because she snapped back. We can't play the whole clip, y'all, but let's see what we can play real quick.
Portray themselves as the party of unity.
Mm-hmm. That's Republicans.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you claim to stand for unity, you need to do more than just use the word.
I mean, and stop being gay undercover. I mean, that might...
Stop using Grindr.
She snapped.
You cannot claim you stand for unity if you are pushing an agenda that deprives whole groups of Americans of basic freedoms, opportunity, and dignity. You cannot claim to be for unity if you try to overturn a free and fair election.
Right, like how are you gonna say you for unity and you over here kicking down the Capitol door? This is insane.
And threaten to terminate the United States Constitution.
Mm. That's the end, Luke? Oh, I thought I sent you a longer clip when she starts talking about other stuff. Okay, let's not worry about it. But we need to find the whole clip because Kamala snaps like from beginning to end. And I also think that Biden needs her to be speaking. Like Biden just needs to sit down. Like really, we're voting for her.
Or
like,
the Speaker of the House.
Who's the Speaker of the House?
I think it's a black woman.
Is it?
No. Hakeem Jeffries is the
Chief of Staff.
He's the current minority leader. And if the Democrats were to retake the Senate of the House,
uh-huh,
then he would be the Speaker.
Oh, okay.
Who was the last Speaker of the House?
Currently, it's Mike Johnson.
Okay. Mike Johnson, cool.
The Speaker of the House was Nancy Pelosi.
I don't even really.
I just want to admit to y'all, I don't be knowing what none of this really means to be the Speaker of the House, the Speaker of the Senate, the representative.
You know when they get into that big old boardroom and there's the flags behind.
I know.
That person is the person that is supposed to speak on behalf of the House of Representatives.
What does that even mean?
They're like a PR agent, basically. Like,
third in line to the president.
Yeah.
Oh, so if everybody died, they become president.
If
the president and the vice president died, the Speaker of the House.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, the white dude that, you know, everybody's loving, Trump, he just got shot in the ear. Yeah. Clyde said he was assassinated.
It was an assassination attempt.
Clyde was like, Trump was assassinated. I was like, when? Because I just saw that, brother.
So in the assassination attempt of Donald Trump... I think they let off like six shots. I could be wrong. But it shot him in the ear.
But can we talk more about this firefighter guy who was murdered, right? Apparently and technically murdered, but
honored at
the convention, the Republican National Convention, and how they hung up his jacket.
His actual uniform, supposed to be his actual firefighter uniform that he's wore for years, and spelled his name wrong.
On the uniform. So this is why a lot of people are saying that this is a hoax, that there was no... But this is also, for me, I just want to say that there's been many hoaxes, right? Like the United States government, everyone with power, they orchestrate what they want us to see, hear, and be a part of.
For the culture shock.
Fear, for distractions, and really to get sympathy. Because every time Trump does some performance move like this, right? And I'm sorry, I think it's a performance move.
Me too.
He gets more money. White people do crazy things to support him and black folks. And like people are walking around with bandages on their ear in solidarity with Trump.
Yeah, I saw that. Looking
like what is wrong with y'all people?
Yeah.
Like, and then he stands up, like after he gets shot, supposedly, he starts talking about where his shoes is. The first thing he says is, where are my shoes? What, Trump? You just got shot in the ear.
And then he throws up the fist.
Like a Nazi.
He does this.
Oh my God, y'all. Like this is this whole presidential thing is a mess.
And it makes us look so bad. It makes us look like a joke. Russia is like probably cracking up right now.
I don't think they're cracking up because I think these people are all in cahoots from China to Russia to American. They're all friends. They're not cracking up. They're sitting on the golf course right now smoking cigars and saying, look at these sheep. Look how easy it is to lead these sheep in certain directions. And that's how we are. We just like little sheeps, and we don't think for ourselves. We don't question. We got Project 2025, 922 pages of what Trump is going to do in office, which is him, you know, removing abortion rights, removing more trans rights. You know, they've been doing that a lot everywhere.
One of his things is to monitor pregnant women. And increasing
student loans.
Yeah, and then one of his things is to monitor pregnant women.
This is
to
crazy.
Make sure that they don't get abortions.
Crazy. Why is this baby running across the street by themselves? So this is why you cannot record us downtown at the Overture Center on State Street. The baby's just in the street.
We are not downtown at the Overture Center on State Street.
We're by it, and we're watching
this
baby.
We are in Milwaukee.
If that was a black baby, the police would have been called. But we're not even going to go there right now because Trump...
We're in Beloit, y'all.
Trump is somewhere right now with an ear not shot off. Okay, anyway, you're listening to the Black Conversion Show. We're out of time. We wanted to give you more jokes about Trump and his shot off ear, but we don't have time.
He's done enough of that.
All right, well, we're out. You're listening to 92.7 FM, your girl Brandi Grayson and
your favorite cousin Clyde.
We'll see you next weekend.